This is RSBNB Update, episode 189, recorded Thursday, January 29th, 2009. A handful of kerfuffles. Hello, everybody. We're just sitting back, enjoying each other's company, Brad and myself. Hi, Brad.
He said everything about my country was shit.
Well, I asked you what shit about England, and you said everything. I said, I'm glad we agree.
I'm allowed to criticize it, though. It's my country. You're not. You're a foreigner. Joining foreigner.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, foreigners. Hello, everybody.
Yes. Somebody thought that you weren't going to be on this week's show. I forget who it was.
Why didn't they think I was going to be on this week? What, did they think I'd gone off to, like, do missionary work in another poor, impoverished country like Australia?
Maybe. Was that what you were doing there, missionary work?
Yeah, I had to help the people, help them find their way, because they are dangerously lost.
No, Brad's not a missionary.
No, I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
I grew out of imaginary friends at the age of about 6, 7.
Remember once we had a discussion about some imaginary friend?
Yeah, and we figured out that Shane has a lot of them. Mike is actually imaginary. He's not real. He's just an imaginary friend of Shane's.
Okay, you better hope he doesn't listen to that. Otherwise, he'll, like,
he can't listen to it, Shane. He's imaginary. He's not real.
Okay, so it's January. It's 2009.
Everyone hates January.
Yeah. February's
that's
okay,
good
though.
Reason. February, you know, because it's not January.
Anyways, so as I was saying, it's the year of upgrades for JAGX, so that's what we got today. So we're just going to bang some of these off rather quickly.
That's what she said.
What?
Never mind.
So the first one being the magical interface tweak. Did you take a look at this?
Yeah, it looks better.
It basically lets you order by level, teleport, or battle spells first instead. So.
And it looks nicer. That's what I care about, the aesthetics.
I think that's an okay update, but the question is why wait so long to do it, you know? I don't know.
Because JAGX are slackers. And they've probably had that update finalized for ages. They were just thinking, we need to save it for a week when we don't have many updates going out, so it looks like we've done something.
Exactly. Another one is they put a big X on the world map. When you bring up the world map, you know, it says you are here.
That's handy.
Yeah. But it's very big. It, like, obscures everything that you're viewing.
Well, in fairness, if you didn't know where you were, you must have just started playing or you're retarded.
But it centers the map on where you are.
That could be helpful, but the red X isn't necessary. It could just center the map.
It's orange and gold, actually.
It could just center the map on where you are. That should be enough.
That's what
a clue.
It did before.
Well, then why did they need to change it?
I don't know. I think it's too big.
If it ain't broken, do not fix it.
Good. Moving on. Ring of Dueling now teleports to Fist of Guthix. You guys can use that this weekend. Teleblock has been made available to free-to-play people.
Okay.
They can PvP as well.
We can PvP without Teleblock, let's be honest, Shane.
Yeah. Quick option for chopping trees down that you plant in your farming patches. I've wanted this for a long time.
Oh, yeah, that did used to be slightly annoying, like having to wait for it to resort to a stump.
No. Like, you'd have to go through dialogue, but now there's, like, just, like, a right-click option to chop it down.
Lazy-ass farmers.
Pickup sticks can now enchant the Slayer helmet. A larger loot share radius. And if you want to read more release notes on this, you can check out a link on the forums. And as usual, they're still fixing graphical tweaks with RSHD. They got it looks around 15 to 20 points about things that were fixed this week. So that's good. For instance, like when the nurse's hat should no longer interfere with certain hairstyles.
Why did it take them so long to do
such
simple things?
They still haven't fixed that one I've talked about in the Saradomin encampment with the water. I sent in that bug report like 3 times.
Just, you know, are the people answering the bug reports monkeys or something?
An issue
that
with
would
male,
not surprise me.
With male jaws and mustaches has been sorted out. That's interesting. Anyways, you guys can read the rest of this for yourself. Nothing really that major here. So, oh, spelling errors are fixed. I'm sure we're all happy about that.
Yay, grammar Nazis of RuneScape unite. Like it matters. You know, even Blizzard does stuff like that. They'll be like, you know, on the... They'll misspell item names or place names or in spells and stuff, and people make posts on the forums like, oh, well done, you managed to spot an elementary typo. Give yourself a pat on the back, you idiots.
Yes, I don't know. Chat has been adjusted slightly when talking to Slayer monsters. I don't know. Just read this on your own. The release notes link will be in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. Then, of course, we got the usual bug bag from this week, which mentions little things. Yeah, I don't know why these two things are separate. Like, for instance, one of them is that you can now, or you can't Alkin or Fletch in the Great Orb Project minigame anymore. You used to be able to.
But how else are you going to annoy everyone else off and not actually do anything?
Fun weapons were increasing your PvP drop potential, aka like the rubber chicken and stuff.
Yeah.
So you'd be able to like attack with those and increase your chance of getting something good. So yeah.
Yeah.
And they've also helped the Americans out a bit by modifying the world select page to show which state some of the US worlds are in.
Well, as if they didn't know already from the cities, that's rather worrying.
What? No, it didn't say cities before. It just said United States East, United States West.
I thought it used to say... Oh, didn't... Have they changed it then?
Yeah, it used to say cities, but then
they
just changed
it to St. Louis, California... No, it's not California. That's not a city. San Francisco, Seattle, things like that. Then they changed it to... Oh, yeah, they did. Why did they change that then?
I don't know. Like,
that's retarded,
too complicated or something, but... I don't know, so... I'm just loading this up right now, and I'll tell you what they changed some of them to. So, I don't... Makes me wonder, though, why they change it to one thing and then change it back, you know?
Yes, quite.
Okay, here we go. World 30 is Pennsylvania. World 28 is Florida. 27
Pittsburgh.
Is United States 3. 26 is United States 3. 22 is Texas.
And stay off those worlds.
Why?
Because you'll get executed for no reason.
59 is California.
Welcome to the hotel. I can't sing.
World 65 is still United States 2.
I thought 65 and 66 used to be Seattle.
Yeah, they used to be, but I don't know. I don't know what happened. 77, 78, and 79, the ones you used to play on, are still United States 1.
They used to be St. Louis.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I just hope that these Canada 2 servers we're playing on aren't in, like, Saskatchewan or something.
Yes, because if they were in anywhere but Edmonton, you'd hate that, wouldn't they? How about Montreal? Oh, no, that's east, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd laugh if they changed all the Canada servers to Montreal.
No, I don't think they'd do that. But...
Yeah, they would.
But anyways, there's your RuneScape updates for this week. Anything else you want to talk about there, Brad?
No.
Okay. That said, there's your short edition of RS updates. We are moving on to questions now. Audio question from Frosty Bow.
Hey, Brad and Shane. I was just wondering if you guys would ever take a job at Jagex. Thanks. Keep up the great show, Frosty Bow.
So?
Depends what the job is. But generally, yeah, I think as long as it wasn't anything to do with customer support, I could never take any job that it was involving customer support, because I'm not good at dealing with whiny people complaining. I am a whiny person complaining. I'm not good at dealing with other people like me. So yeah, as long as it wasn't like a customer support job where I had to answer Dear Jagex, I got hacked because I entered my password on www.runescapepassword.com. Please give me my items back. I couldn't do stuff. I just... But yeah, if it was... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what other... Because I wouldn't be any good at coding or anything like that. Creative design. Make me head of creative design.
You know, for me it's hard because I wouldn't mind doing some sort of game development or something, but I don't know. I've come to the thought that I don't want to have a job coding one day because, I don't know, it's just the thought of spending day in, day out coding is rather not appealing to me.
So you don't want to be a code monkey?
No, I don't. It's not fun.
I wouldn't know, Shane.
Yeah, well... Basically,
whatever
it's like,
position Shane wants at Jagex, I'd want to be his boss.
Okay. Well, what if I wanted to... what if I was in charge of designing new skills or something and then handing them out to be coded?
I'd be in charge of you, and I'd go, no, you're not doing any more improvements to the farming skill, Shane. Back off.
What about a shape-shifting skill?
How would that even work?
Well, we've been through this before, you know? Like, at level 1, you'd be able to just make yourself invisible but not move, you know? But at, like, level 99, you'd be able to turn into various NPCs, you know? And move when you're invisible.
But that sounds... Attacked, but no, if you're that attacked, sounds you'd rubbish.
Be, you'd appear again, so... That's what I'd say about that, but I don't know.
So would you work for them?
Yeah, I think so, if it was something along the lines of creating and not... just having things handed to me to be coded, you know? That sort of thing. So, yeah, if those conditions were met, sure. Next one?
Next question. Shane, do you know how to turn off those freaking annoying pop-up balloons that appear on Windows XP? First question from of many.
Sort of. Basically, what you want to do is you want to right-click the taskbar, go to Properties, choose the Taskbar tab, which should be chosen by default. Then there's an option for the notification area, which you can customize, and you can choose to either have certain ones appear when they come up the first time or never show. So play around in there. I'm not sure on exactly where it is right now because I'm actually moved over to Windows 7 and it's substantially different.
Okay. Brad, in England, does everyone walk on the right side of halls, stairways, etc.? In the US, everyone walks on the right side of things, the same as on the roads. No, in England, same as the roads, everyone walks on the left. Like, the only, apart from stairways, the only example I can think of is when you're in the London Underground and there's these long tunnels you're walking down, everybody walks on the left. It's just the way it is.
That's funny, you know, because I was coming down the stairs yesterday at school and these people were walking up the stairs on their left-hand side, which is my right-hand side coming down, I almost ran into the person, so...
You were running?
No, I almost ran into them, like, you know, banged into them, you know?
Mm. Why didn't you say almost banged into them?
Because that's not what we say here. So...
Okay. So those two questions were from Sex-a-Zax?
Yeah, so... I don't know, it just annoys me when people don't walk on the proper side, you know?
And then well, it just seems to be like it's the same as roads.
It also annoys me when people don't walk single file, you know, and you see like three people walking together taking up half the hallway.
Oh no, it doesn't mind me if people do that, as long as they actually move when people are trying to get past them.
I don't know, I just don't like crowds like that. Because they're rather
you wouldn't
annoying.
Want to go to London then, full of crowds.
Okay, well then I won't. I'll just come visit.
London you. Underground, everybody piles onto the tube trains.
And that's a weird name, the tube. Sounds like they're all gonna like get squeezed out of like a tube of toothpaste or something.
Well, do you know why it's called the tube?
Well, yeah,
because the tunnels are actually shaped like tubes.
Well, yeah, obviously they have to be round, right?
Well, yeah, but it's funny because there's a picture of a tunnel and a train coming out of it. The tunnel is round, but the train isn't really.
It doesn't even look like it fits.
Well, it obviously does. Anyway, we've done those questions. Next question.
The infrastructure there must be pretty old.
Well, it was born in the 19th century, I think.
Okay. If one of you got a plane ticket to see the other, would you go, and why or why not? That's from Steve.
No, because Shane's a pedophile.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'd go.
Why not? Free trip. As long as my accommodation was paid for, I'm not sleeping in Shane's basement.
Yeah, you would get paid. You'd also get to come see Mike, because we're in the same spot.
Yeah, I know.
There's also a handful of other people that you could come see, too.
It's a two-for-one offer.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'd get if I was to come, because there's only you, you know? There's nobody close to you.
Hey, I'm worth a million people.
See, if Creepy was still staff, we could all go see him.
Yeah, but now he's not staff. We can't see him. Yeah. What?
We could go see... the only other English person we have on the staff is Kenny right now. We could go see him.
Oh, yeah. Why did we add him? I want to be the only British person. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Next one.
Next question. Hello, Shane and Brad. Do you ever get annoyed by the fact of how often certain questions come up? I've listened since 2007 and must have heard some questions like how to train farming in general. Same questions every time. We'll take that question first. I think the most common questions we get are how to train farming and also how to train herb law for some reason. That one sticks out in my mind. The two skills Shane likes. We call it, how do you train farming? How do you train? I don't know. But, I mean, it doesn't annoy me because we probably say different things each time. Like one time we go, this is the best way. And then 2 weeks later we go, no, this is the best way.
I don't mind it as long as I'm not answering it every week. Once a month is okay, but every week is too much.
If it was every week, that would be...
Yeah, so that's a good reason to listen to the show to know what questions have been answered in the past, and maybe if you dig through old ones, you can find some of your own answers. But yeah, there are certain questions that get annoying over time, and eventually we'll just not include them. That's another good reason to read the FAQ. Wink, wink. Not to you,
FAQ.
But to other people. No, it's fact. Not what you just said.
I said fuck. That's what I said. Fuck. Fuck you. Okay. Fuck you, Shane. See? Not rude.
Okay.
Okay,
Vizio
second part
HD
of this
TVs?
Question. Never heard of them.
I think I have once or twice, but I'm not sure on them. I think they are a lesser-known brand. But the thing is, with consumer electronics in general, they're pretty much becoming a commodity now. Meaning that they're all pretty much the same underneath. It's just a different sticker that's stuck onto it. So normally you should have the 30-day period or 14-day period to test it out and see if you like it when you get it or if there are any problems. So there's no reason why that's preventing you from doing that. But another thing to mention for LCD panels and plasma panels, there's only about 2 or 3 manufacturers that make the actual panels. So basically if you get like, my Samsung display is the same one that they use in the 20-inch IMAX. So, it's just a different way of sticking it together.
Okay.
So it probably doesn't matter that much. Just look at it in the store, and if you probably have about 14 days to return it if you don't like it. And that's from ACDC303, who says, to keep up the great show. Not in that accent, though.
I'll do my best with Shane. He really drags this whole show down. Next question.
Do you think it was right for America to drop the atomic bomb on Japan? Also, what are you going to do for episode 200? That's from Earth. 271072. Which I put in.
Your answer?
I actually think that yes, it was something that had to have been done and greatly accelerated the process to ending the war, because if not, you know, they would have had to launch the whole invasion into Japan and stuff, and it would have been harder to take the bigger cities, you know. But with this, Japan just had the threat of losing Tokyo, so they just surrendered, you know. So I think it was the right move. But you also have to remember that it was a different time. The U.S. was the only one with nuclear weapons, so that really wouldn't work in this day and age, sadly.
My opinion, no. I don't think the loss, the mass loss of human life was worth the acceleration towards the surrender of Japan. You know, I think, you know, had the tables been turned and the Japanese dropped a nuclear bomb and killed 100,000 people, I think it killed 100,000 mostly innocent civilians on an American city, then I think to this day there would be much hatred and cries of inhumanity towards the Japanese. But as usual, because the Americans did it, we're all supposed to sort of, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do, but I think, you know, had the tables been turned, the Americans would have screamed bloody injustice for years about it.
Oh, probably.
And I don't think that, like I said, I don't think that the loss of innocent life was worth the acceleration of the conflict. I think I would, speaking as somebody who is glad that the Japanese eventually surrendered and that we won World War II, obviously, I would rather have lost the life of several thousand more American troops or military personnel to get Japan's surrender rather than losing that many innocent lives of the enemy.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I have something else to say, but I really don't think it's appropriate to say here, but anyways.
Why is it not appropriate?
I don't know. I just think that if you really shouldn't, if you really don't agree with your country, you should either start a resistance or get out. So it was kind of their fault for being there.
Their fault for being there. So hang on a second. If Canada, by whatever improbability, got involved in a massive conflict and an atomic bomb, which you didn't agree with, and an atomic bomb was dropped on Edmonton, would you have said, oh, well, I deserve to die because I should have got out of here?
No, because if I didn't agree with the conflict, I would have either started a resistance or left the country.
Maybe it wasn't an option for people to lose the to leave the country. Maybe they couldn't afford it.
They could have got on a container ship to China.
The Japanese and the Chinese hate each other, and they even more so did back even more so back then. You can't justify the killing of that many innocents, even if
it
was.
But it worked.
So, you know, if you know, in any war, doing that sort of thing would work.
It's called collateral damage.
No, but it depends. It depends. Do you want to win, or do you want to win fat? Do you want to win fast, but also lose a lot of...
Win fast.
A lot of credit. What, even if it involved taking the lives of many hundreds of... tens of thousands of innocent people?
Yes.
You think that's a price to pay?
Yeah. See, that's the thing that I think...
That's why you're a neocon and I am a smart person. That's the difference between you and me.
I think just that military people view it as black and white, you know?
No, I don't think they do. I think that maybe in the heat of war, when you think these people are your enemy, and I mean, again, the Japanese are, you know, allied with Hitler, so to a degree.
It's no different, really, than Bush's axis of evil thing that he kept blabbering on about throughout his term, you know?
But wasn't the guy who... Oppenheimer. Didn't Oppenheimer get quite,
metal or something?
No, Oppenheimer was the guy, but didn't he get quite depressed about it?
I don't know. I never read about that. I don't know.
I think anyway, never mind. I could be completely wrong about that. But.
Yeah. See, this is why, this is sort of why the political questions are always interesting. For me and Brad, because
as Shane's wrong and I'm right.
No, I don't know. That's like that's just what I think. So,
anyway, next question. Do you follow any sports teams closely?
It's from Kevin.
Oh no, we didn't say if we were planning to do anything for episode 200.
No,
I didn't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I might look up old people, see if there's anybody we can get on, you know?
Party!
I'm in talks about getting a slight remix done on both our theme songs, just to make them sound a bit different,
remix.
You know? Like, they'll still have the same... they'll have the same feeling to them, but they'll just sound a bit different, you know?
Okay.
So I might end up doing that. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, I might. Remember episode 100? That was the episode with MQ and Mike, their first times being on.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that. It wasn't Mike's first time, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, I remember it was. God.
That was a long time ago. Anyways, thank you. That was from Earth271072. And as we were saying, the next question?
Next question. Do you follow any sports teams closely? That question is from Kevin. No, I don't.
No, neither do I.
Shane likes, don't you like the Edmonton Oilers? Even
no, not really. No, not really.
Suck.
They lost 10-2 the other night.
10-2?
Yeah. And it's rare for a hockey game to go to 10 goals, let alone 8 of them being unanswered.
They must suck.
They did, because by the end of the game, the Edmonton fans, because this game was in Edmonton, they were cheering when the other team scored.
Wow. Now, the only sort of, I like American football, the NFL, but I don't really support any particular team. Although I'll be watching the Super Bowls on Sunday night, and I want it's Pittsburgh Steelers against the Arizona Cardinals, and I want Pittsburgh to lose.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I hate Pittsburgh.
So you'll be up late on Sunday then?
Yes, probably. 3 a.m. I think it finishes here.
Oh, that's
I'll probably
not that
be asleep.
Late.
I remember last year it was the New York Giants playing the New England Patriots, and the Patriots had an undefeated season. And I remember it was like the second or third quarter, and the Giants were losing, and I thought the Patriots were going to win, and I didn't want to see the Patriots win. So I got really pissed off, and I went to bed. But it turns out next morning the Giants actually won the game in the fourth quarter. Oh, I'm stupid.
You should stay up for 96 hours again.
No, I could never do that. I was really good at that when I was young, but now I suck.
Okay. Yeah, so we're boring in that respect. Thank you, Kevin.
No, you're boring. Talk for
you
yourself,
too.
Man. No, you are, man.
Okay, how far can you walk, not run, before you start getting very tired? I can walk for about 1 mile before I get really tired. That's from Flash.
That's not very far.
Okay. You?
How far do you think you could walk?
I know I can walk from one end of the university campus to the other at a brisk pace without getting tired, which is about, I'd say it's about 1 kilometer. Maybe more, because there's lots of little turns and stuff you have to take.
Well, when I was younger, I probably mean about 7, 8, or 9, my mum and her my stepfamily and my mum, they used to make us, well, they didn't make us, but we used to go on loads of walks through the countryside, and these used to be like 3, 4, 5 miles, considering we were only like 9 or 10, well, I was. And so as a result of that, I became quite used to walking at an early age, so I would say I could probably walk a fair old distance without getting tired.
Yeah.
I'd probably say maybe close on 10 miles before I got really tired.
I know I'm able to walk from one end of our mall to the other one without getting tired. I don't know how far that is.
Well, that's no good then, is it?
I don't know, but it's pretty far. It takes other people upwards of an hour to walk it. And
3 miles? 2 miles?
I don't know. Let me see what I can find on Wikipedia. Anything else you want to say?
No, nothing else.
Okay. When was the last time you went for a walk?
Last time I went for a walk? I don't know, a couple of days ago. I like going out on walks.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I can't see anything about how big it is actually in between. I'm just looking on the Wikipedia page, but I will put that into the notes. It says something there's among exclusive stores to Edmonton, which are Apple, Hollister, Abercrombie and Fitch, and with approximately 10 others. But anyways, yeah, there'll be more about that in the notes. I'm just reading this. It has an indoor shooting range.
Wow. Anyway, next question.
It also had more submarines at one point than the Canadian Navy. three radio stations. Anyways, yes. Notes. Next one. Oh, can you read it?
Okay, as you may know, the game Resident Evil 5 is due out for this year. Back when the game was announced with its trailer, it shows a white man named Chris Redfield killing black men who were attacking him in Africa. The viewers of the trailer took it the wrong way and started saying that it was racist. Now, the developers have put in some Spanish, Japanese, and white men into the game so people would stop their whining. What are your thoughts about this?
Have you played any of those Resident Evil series games?
No, but if you're saying, is it just racist because they had a trailer where he was killing loads of black guys? Not really, no. I mean, if the game was just entirely full of black men you had to kill, then yeah, that might be slightly racist, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see what the problem is with it. It's like Grand Theft Auto, you know, when you can actually choose what you do. Like you know what goes on in that game, right?
Yeah, but people in this day and age love making big deals out of nothing.
Yeah, and it's just like all those other groups, you know, like PETA and everything. So
PETA can go themselves.
So, yeah, you're probably right that it's nothing to be concerned about, because really people aren't going to see a game and automatically think, oh, I'm going to go do this, you know? Like, remember back in April we had the same discussion about Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, it's like... There's this big like thing happened in the UK about 6 months ago when they're on this radio show, this well-known television presenter, and well, two well-known television presenters prank called this old actor, and they said some stuff to him, and the stuff wasn't that bad. I think what they said was that one of the presenters had slept with his granddaughter. Now, yeah, that's not a nice thing to do, but it's hardly bad. It probably should have been broadcast, but basically, it got to the newspapers, and this whole massive fuss was kicked up because of it, and there were like in the end, I think thousands and thousands of people made complaints, way more than when it was originally broadcast, just people who read it, and lots of people were sort of moaning about it and bitching, and it's generally old people, you know, it's like people between the ages of late 40s to probably 60s who are, you know, have led extremely unhappy and bitter lives and then feel the need to sound off about everything and anything. I think the world will be a lot better place in about 20 to 30 years when the majority of those people are dead. True story.
But what if people replace them, you know?
No, I don't think so. I think there will probably be a couple of people who grow up like this, but I don't think there will be as many as there are at the moment.
You think the young generation, you know, how they're all so inclined with the pursuit of what's right, you know, and the whole liberal democracy idea, you think that will carry through until, like, when they're old and their 50s and everything?
Well, Churchill was the one who said, if you're not liberal by 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not conservative by 40, you don't have a brain. So I guess we'll see how many of young people actually have brains by the time they're 40.
Yeah, so it's not that big of a deal, but as Brad said, people like to make kerfuffles about everything, so... Like, we could make a kerfuffle about that atomic bomb question, you know? Like, I'm sure.
But we don't want to.
Sure, there's lots of organizations who think that would be in their ideals, but, you know, we're not going to go supporting that, you know?
Yep. Next question. Concerning the use of depleted uranium, white phosphorus, landmines, and cluster bombs, do you think that the U.S. should give up the use of these weapons that often claim the lives of civilians in favor of weapons that are not under such scrutiny? A question from Colin Sucker 123.
I don't think landmine.
What?
I know what your answer is.
Well, okay then, go on then, Shane. You answer it for me.
You're gonna say that yes, landmines are something that you really can't control, and they're going to be placed whatever you say. But governments like the depleted uranium, white phosphorus, and cluster bombs shouldn't be used against in situations where there's a chance of them hitting civilians, right?
No, wrong, actually. I don't think that...
Oh, good, we agree for once on something like this.
We should use any kind of chemical weapon. No, I think I'm just taking a further, more hardline approach than you thought I was. I don't think, you know, uranium or any sort of those types of chemical weapons should be used... Landmines, I don't think Well, I guess the country is, should the U.S. give up? But yeah, I think a country like the U.S., which fairly civilized, has a fairly high intel military. And by that, I mean, you know, military intelligence. I don't mean they're smart. yeah, I think they should. I mean, aren't cluster bombs outlawed by the Geneva Convention or some...
I thought that was napalm that was outlawed. I don't know. But I agree with you, sort of, with landmines. Why are you going to be using landmines when you have the ability to perform a surgical missile strike on a building, you know?
Landmines are sort of crude, really, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're wanting to protect a border and you don't want to station guards or drone planes, I guess landmines are the best way of doing it, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
But as for me, I don't know. It's sort of...
Where are you on chemical weapons?
It's sort of in line with the last one. If there are no other alternatives, you know, like if there's... Like if you're not... If you don't need to blow up a building, or you can't blow up a building to get the target inside, if it's a military complex, then a certain degree of chemical weapons would be acceptable. But... Granted, if there's this, if the person you're wanting to talk to is at a convention center where their contingent of guards and everything is, say, maximum, 30, and there's 1,500 other public members of the public there, then I don't think chemical weapons would be a viable alternative there, you know?
Yeah.
But did you find out whether it's the napalm or the... cluster bombs that are outlawed?
Well, I don't think cluster bombs are outlawed, but there's a bit on Wikipedia that says that so I'm just trying to, I can't find it, get any, I don't think they are. Yeah, I think there's a bit of a movement to get them banned, but I don't think Belgium has them banned, but that's not...
But the thing is, who's behind this movement? It's not military people who are serving, so they don't understand, you know? That's the thing that annoys me, is they don't understand. So, yeah, that's my thought. I'm sort of the same as the question about the nuke.
Anyway, next question. Do you guys have a MySpace Facebook? If yes, do you use it a lot? I personally have a MySpace, but don't use it much anymore. That question is from Rice. No, don't have a MySpace or a Facebook.
Okay. See, he put his name like that because, remember, last week we had trouble pronouncing it?
Oh, yes, Ricey, whatever.
Yes,
anyway,
Rice.
And Chain has a MySpace.
No, I don't have a MySpace. Absolutely not. Those things are, like, evil.
Yeah, I don't like social. I've got lots of friends who are like, Brad, get a Facebook. I'd get Facebook. I'm like, no, I'm not getting a Facebook.
What about, you should get them using Twitter. They say Twitter is the thing that the smart people use.
Well, I know there are a couple of, like, sort of famous people in the British media who use Twitter.
You know, that's apparently...
Actually use it themselves, not are represented on it.
Oh, okay. They're going to actually end up using that, I think, still for Obama, I think.
But he doesn't actually update it.
No. I know CNN uses it avidly. But... I don't know. I don't think I'd get a Facebook, because if I did, I would have to worry about the security settings and who's seeing me and everything, you know?
So. There's this funny... there's this person, I don't know if you've heard of him. Do you know Stephen Fry?
I've heard the name, but don't know him.
He's sort of like... he's gay, so you wouldn't like him, but he's sort of... He's like a television presenter, and he's a really smart guy, and he does these documentaries and stuff, and he actually uses Twitter. And I think he's in his mid-50s now, and it's really funny, because when you go on his Twitter page, he uses, like, TechSpeak and everything. Well, no, he doesn't use TechSpeak, but he types, like, LOL and OMG in his tweets. It's funny.
Wow.
Oh, no, sorry, he's 50. He's 51.
That's good to see mainstream people doing that. You know?
And it's actually, yeah, it's him using it. It's not like his assistant or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. They got...
Let's have a look at the second one down. LOL, I had halibut for lunch. I'll tweet you my dinner menu in an hour.
That's good. Twitter.com/PM Harper. But it's not actually him, I don't think.
No, of course not. Someone in his office, isn't it? See, yeah. He said something about iPhoto. iPhoto 09 face recognition has no trouble with my... with a friend's face, but needs to be reminded who I am every time. Most distressing.
That's like the thing I was showing you about the face iPhoto recognizing cats.
Yeah, but apparently it finds faces in trees. Messed up, Apple. Messed up.
What did it want to tag? What did it want to name that face as?
I have no idea. All I heard, I don't have the details of the story, Lorraine. Why did I call you Lorraine? I don't even know anyone called Lorraine. What did I call
you
Lorraine?
Female. That's a female name.
I know, but I don't even know anyone called Lorraine.
Do you want to call Marie and get her on the show? Ask her about iPhoto?
No, she's probably doing work.
Oh.
Called her the other day and had my head bitten off because she was working. Sorry, I don't have clairvoyance.
Oh. Okay.
Why did I call you Lorraine? I can't figure that out. I don't... See, it would make sense if I knew someone called Lorraine, or I had a friend called Lorraine, or I was, like, talking to someone called Lorraine at the same time, but I don't know anyone called Lorraine. That's disturbing. I think I'm losing it. I'm mental.
Okay. Where were we? I forget.
We were talking about...
famous people using Twitter.
Famous people using Twitter.
Question is, I have, is where is it going to go in the next, say, 5 years? The whole Twitter, Facebook, MySpace thing. Like, are they going to become more...
Well, Facebook wasn't as big a player a couple of years ago, was it?
Yeah, I think they're the main one now compared to MySpace.
MySpace used to be the big one, but Facebook overtaken.
But... I don't know. Smart people using Twitter? I don't know. Like, Twitter is very minimalistic, you know, and you can't even do half the stuff that you can on Facebook, so...
I remember when we sort of... There was sort of something like a Twitter revolution at RSBNB, like a year and a half ago, when a lot of us used to use it.
2 years ago, actually.
A few years ago, yeah. And I remember using it, but I always, like... It wasn't something I did naturally. I always had to sort of think, or had to be reminded to use it. I couldn't always use it.
I
wasn't good at Twitter.
It felt sort of weird saying what you were doing, you know? Which really, if you look at the top people on Twitter, that's not what they're using it for. You know?
A lot of people just almost use it to talk, don't they?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's an instant messaging system. And that's what I've been trying to convey with RuneWire as well. RuneWire is not purely what are you doing. It's an instant messaging system between people... on the RuneWire site, you know? So, I don't know. That's one thing I want to try and get across, but I don't know how to beat that drum any more than I already have. So, but that's sort of what the idea is about. I'm just trying to see if there's a list of the top people on there, but I don't know where to find such a thing.
I just looked at my old Twitter. I managed to find my name. Recording RSVNB update 85 with Shane. February 3rd, 2007. That's almost 2 years ago.
Somehow I have 40 followers on Twitter, and people keep trying to add me to it.
Look, I'm really boring. I'll just read you some experts of mine. Overslept. About to eat dinner. Pasta, Shane's favorite. Going to sleep. Busy day tomorrow. Back home, nice walk, no time for
see,
World of Warcraft,
see,
MSN browsing forums.
See, that's the thing that that the Twitter is the problem with. The problem is that you have these, the Twitter is so big, right? And who's really going to care about what you're posting there unless they know you, right?
January 25th, 2007, listening to this weird song Shane is playing me over Skype.
I don't know what that was.
You play lots of weird stuff over Skype.
But use that one that I just sent you. We can use that.
I just use that occasionally when I need to bitch about stuff. I've only had 1, 2, 3, 4. I've only had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 RuneWire posts.
Yeah, use RuneWire.
No, RuneWire sucks. I've never logged onto RuneScape, so I should never use
it. No, you can use it for non-RuneScape stuff.
You changed the policy then.
No, I didn't. I didn't. It's back to how it was originally. What they're seeing, they can like block you, you know. But since you're in the bin, you can't be blocked.
Woo! Power to me.
Oh shoot! I just lost the wiki. Hang on. Oh.
Do you want me to read the last question?
Speaking of which, Dragon Claws are up again. 21%, 34.6 mil, common price. I just hit that button in Firefox by accident.
Dear Shane and Brad, if you buy a new game, are you one of those people who suddenly believes that the object or other object is the best thing you could get just because you have it? Some of my friends do, and it really makes me frustrated because they previously hated the game just because they didn't have it. Thanks, Kenny. No, I'm like you. I hate that just because people have something, it's got to be the best. And, you know, if they don't have it, it sucks. But if they have it, it's completely awesome and the best thing in the world. That annoys me.
Exactly. Me too. I feel the same way. Like, for instance, when I got Gears of War 2, it sat on the desk for about 4 hours before I opened it up because I was doing other stuff.
Yeah. Gears of War sucks.
Okay, well, let's talk about a different game then. Call of Duty.
Anyway, well, and we've answered that question. We both agree with him.
Yes. Thank you, Kenny, who's one of our Informer writers.
Woo!
If you want to send any audio questions our way, send them to questions@rsbnb.com. Keep them under 30 seconds in length, and please send them in WAV or MP3, as that greatly simplifies things for us. Thank you. On to some tech news. The Senate has approved a delay for the switch over to digital TV, which of course is in the U.S., so they voted to delay it until June 12th, which was currently February 17th. Which is kind of good if you're an older person or you're not technically inclined and you don't know what to do. See, this is something that I think they did to avoid a political meltdown, because really, who are people going to blame when their TVs don't work, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's sort of something that it's a big thing to undertake, but once it's done, it will be well worth it. I'm trying to think of a common analogy that you might think of. It's like, I don't know, it's hard to find an analogy to it. It's like something that's hard to do, but once it's over, it's much better. It's like when we upgraded the forums to PHP BB3. That was hard getting everything imported properly because of all the mods, but once it was done, we really haven't had to make many changes to the forums, so that's the same sort of thing. But then the thing also to note with the digital transition is the signal will be much clearer, and basically you'll get it or you won't, and the stations will be able to send HD signals over it if they choose to, so that's always nice to get over the air HD. Are you able to get over-the-air HD there?
No idea.
See, we're supposed to be switching over August 31st, 2011, but we haven't heard anything yet on it. So I'm really wondering if that's going to happen, because we don't even have any over-the-air HD channels yet.
I think we're switching over next year. We had a big discussion about this several weeks ago, didn't we?
Because that's when they were talking about it. So looks like it finally happened. So if you haven't already got your house switched over, or you know people who haven't, make sure you let them know to switch over.
Yay.
And this is just a little public service announcement about software and macOS and software in general. Don't pirate software, because if you do, you can get a nice little Trojan in your system. Did you see all those stories going around about the people who got the Trojans from the pirated copies of iWork and Photoshop CS4 on Mac?
No.
Basically, what happened is somebody put a Trojan in iWork 09 and Photoshop CS4, so when people download them, it would install the program as expected, but when you had to run the crack, you'd give it your password, and then it would install the Trojan, which would give somebody remote access to your Mac.
Wow.
See, that's the thing where the Macs are going to be vulnerable in the end, because people aren't trained to do what they are on Windows, you know? Like, they're not trained to be security experts, you know?
I like the idea of Mac people getting hacked.
It's gonna happen sooner or later, you know? Like,
yeah, sooner or later.
Because
maybe now they won't be so bloody smug.
Because it's approaching a 20% market share, and well, not 20%, but somewhere in the teens, I think. But that sort of thing is bound to happen eventually, so just a little word of warning to not pirate software. Wink, wink. Right, Brad?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's really that's going to have to be something I start talking about now when someone asks the question, what computer should I get, you know? If that thing sort of happens. But we'll just have to wait and see because, you know, that's just how the ball goes with computers. Anyways, unless Linux, but that's a whole other story we're going to talk about. That's it for tech news this week. It's been a rather slow week.
Slow week.
Okay, and we got a rant because our first set of RS updates wasn't really RS updates, so go right ahead.
You want me to do it, do you?
Yeah.
Brief. POH have a major flaw. Every time I go to build a new room in my POH, which isn't often, but it happens, I worry about where everything will be. Maybe I want it to look nice, but I can't. All you can see during pre-construction is the doorways. I went to build a study the other day because I finally came up with the cash and because Falling Stars provided me with an extra reason, besides Teletubbies, to make one. I selected the room, put the doorway where I wanted, built a few things, then realized something. My telescope looked directly into a wall. I thought maybe I could still see the stars, and I could chuckle every time I use it. But my humor quickly turned to sorrow, something along the lines of, all I see is the close-up of a wall. Now, down quite a bit of money, I sighed and deleted the room, bought more supplies, got another 50k for the room, and clicked build. I was horrified. I knew the way I couldn't put the wall the way I wanted, so I chose my second choice and hoped for my best. Yeah, so much jump for joy. The telescope wasn't where I wanted it. I was now 200k down, but I could finally look for stars. Now, some math. I'm slow in construction because I'm poor. The most money I've ever had was between 1.6 and 1.8 million. I worked up to about 800k by selling some stuff, and then the diversions and distractions came out. After my two tries at a study, I'm now down about 500k and realized a near fatal flaw in construction. You cannot see hotspots when you build. Conclusion, help construction new players to the game and skill on poor players, myself included, by showing hotspots when building a new room instead of just seeing the doorways. You would then be able to see where your telescope, for example, would end up.
Do you remember that little flaw?
What, looking at the wall?
No, that you not know which way the room would end up.
No, I never had a problem with that.
Oh. Yeah, well, the only way you can change the way the room ends up is which doorway you click to build it on, which is rather annoying. Because there's no rotate option once you put the room down, so I don't know. I think a simple rotate option would fix this, and it'd be a welcome update for their 2009 year of upgrades, you know? So
yeah, it doesn't sound like an impossible thing, doesn't it?
It's just such a little thing, you know, that it would greatly increase the usability of the construction skill and the building during construction, you know? Because if you don't have usability, what's the point in doing it, you know? So.
Yeah, it shouldn't really be too difficult for Jagex to do, should it?
No, but that's funny what he says about staring into a wall, you know?
Yes.
Do you want to come see my house one day?
I've seen your house, Shane.
Oh, okay. Do you like how it's like laid out and everything?
No, it's terrible, Shane.
Oh. What's yours look like?
I can't remember. I used to have mine built around like a central courtyard area.
Oh yeah, I have that too. Except that's where you enter. But anyways, yes, there's your rant. So what else have we got? Oh yeah, some other things. February skill of the month is farming.
Shane's gonna lose.
Maybe. I don't know.
Shane is going to lose.
Then we also got this current month's Herbler skill of the month, which is rather static. Southrend is in second with 1.25 million XP. Adiv is in first with 4.85 million XP. And
so
only 1892
no
is
contest.
Slightly behind Southrend. Yeah, no contest. Well, maybe if he bought lots of high-level potions, but that would cost a lot. So I think it's pretty much done. But yeah, as we were saying, this next month is the farming skill of the month, and there's already 24 people who have signed up.
Shane's going to lose.
Oh, wow, Mike even signed up.
Shane's going to lose.
No, no. But anyways, that transitions into our next point. Brad made a commitment.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I made a commitment that if the Liberals got a majority...
No.
Shane...
No.
See, Shane is changing the goalposts. I made no promise of this sort.
Yes, you did. I got a picture
fine.
Of it.
I regret it.
Okay. I got the MSN picture up right now.
Well, no, that was before I realized that Adiv had a very good chance of winning. I will only do it if you win.
No, that's not the way it works.
No, I'm changing it, okay? If you win, I will get 99 cooking. If you don't
that's
win...
That's not...
Yes, it is fair.
That's not the way it
because
works.
Because you can throw it, and I know you probably will throw it if
I
it means
won't.
Making me...
I
yes,
won't.
You will. If If he beats you, If Adiv is in first and you're in second, I will get 99. I clearly said if he beats you, and by beats, I want you in second place and him in first. That is the only way.
No, beats means he's in first overall. Or ahead
no, first, and you're in second, and Cheesesnake is in third, and Zazima is in fourth.
That's not possible.
That's the only way.
That's not possible. Come on. You have
okay, I'll make a firm promise now, right? If he gets first and you get second, I will do it.
No. That's not what you said.
No, I'm not just going to make an outright promise because I've done that before and I learned my mistake.
Come on.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'll say by what I originally said. If Adiv wins Skill of the Month in farming, I will get 99 cooking.
There we go. That's what you said on MSN earlier in the week.
Shut up, Shane. I'll do it. He'll probably win anyway. I'm going to try and get banned so I don't have to do it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what Brad and I have been talking about this week.
January events?
Yes, January events are wrapping up. If I can get this out in time, which I should be able to, and you're able to hear this by Saturday. On Saturday, we have Fist of Guthics at 2 p.m. RSBNB time. Then on the Sunday, at the same time, we have Half-Life Team Deathmatch on our RSBNB server, which everybody who has a decent video card should come to because the game is free. So, Brad, that includes you as well. Because you'll be up for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So yes, you should come as well. And we're going to have some good fun at both those events. And at the Half-Life event, Mike and I have some old-fashioned maps that we're going to play because that's the maps that we used to play when we played Half-Life. So, and they're good fun, you know? Like shooting a crossbow and bouncing it off a wall, you know? I remember I got a few kills that way by bouncing a crossbow bolt off the wall. Did you ever play Half-Life?
No.
Ah, okay. So that's that. Check out the forums, forums.rsbnb.com. And we got a new forum, actually. The Forum Game Forum. The Forum Game Forum. Okay. And in this Forum Game Forum, you're allowed to create sort of any game you want, just as long as you follow the rules, the topic creator posts. You post clear rules, and you don't post a game that's disallowed or that already exists in the forum, I mean.
Pretty fair rules.
Yeah, so what do you think of it?
That should be interesting, see what pans out.
What do you think of my one I started called the RSBNB novel?
I think it's terrible.
Ah, I'll tell you what, I'll read what we got so far. Awoken in time by the sound of his stomach, the churning liquid burned the esophagus. Without reservation, he grabbed some of his Pepcid. Instantly, he spontaneously combusted. The fire engulfed his skin and his house, which was pink. Without life, he had walked beneath the ocean of lies. Silently, he dived deeper when something came out from his shoelace places. He shot her with white, deranged. Then somebody has to continue on.
It's a boring game.
Then there's another one, who would win in a fight? I saw you posted on that one.
Yes, I posted just so I could say that Picard lost.
That's funny. And then KJTH says Brad or Shane, but we're not RuneScape characters. It's a tie. They're too good to beat each other, and I don't think we're supposed to do competition between staff members, especially since Hamas said RuneScape.
Oh, how stupid is that? I'm going to edit your post and put Brad.
No, that was Jason MRC's post.
Oh. I'm going to edit his post and put me in.
What else have we got? Oh, yes. Welcome to our new and former staff members, who are Kenny for gaming.
Yay.
And Kirby for RS Writer and MLI 699 also for RS Writer. So,
yay.
Welcome aboard. So, what have you been up to?
Not much.
Anything?
That's always my answer.
Yeah, and anything?
I'm tired.
Talk about, really?
No, nothing. You got anything to talk about?
No, not really. Just the usual school and stuff. How, like question is how interesting can that be, you know?
Yeah, it's quite.
I've been doing agility again. I got 3 million XP last night.
This has got to be, I just want to say about Operation Mustard Losers, this has got to be the slowest race ever. It's like they're all trying not to beat each other. It's the biggest joke in the world.
No, it's called being a nice person. Because
it's called,
I'll tell you what happened.
Bunch of losers.
I'll tell you what happened. Chiefs members ran out, right? So I felt since they waited for me when Kelsey was getting 83 and we were going to add her, I thought I'd be a nice person and wait for him until he got his members back.
You're all pushovers.
No. No. So.
He doesn't have members, he loses an advantage. That's life.
Well, he got it again, so he's got it now. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to. Not much that interesting, unless you count the various discussions we've had over the past 2 weeks on the forum game forum. But anyways, yes. Anything else before we wrap this one up?
Nope.
Okay, so with that said, RSPB update 189 is done. We'll see you guys next week for February. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Shitty about England?
Everything.
Okay, good. Glad we agree.
How dare you? What's shitty about Canada? The fact they have to put signs up telling people to not in the streets.